Indeed, you know, the economic and political crisis in Zimbabwe has brought about a social crisis that is very personal, that has wreaked havoc in homes where families are disintegrating because of the necessity to live apart due to the economic hardships that Zimbabwe has been facing over the years, as well as also the political hardships. Families do feel the strain of living more or less apart in instances, and it goes a lot to showing how we need as a country to urgently deal with our political mess and have political stability so that we can have peace in this country. That brings economic development. That then allows people to come here and to work for their families right in their country. Because as has been said, the statistics are, they are alarming and they are increasing. And I think the biggest casualties of all this are children who are growing up with one parent away or one parent, parents in different countries because the parents must try and fend for themselves. And that also even makes it splits families more in the sense that sometimes you then have families where the family members have different citizenship statuses from different nations because also of our very punitive and our very unreasonably harsh citizenship regime, that you find the child who remains in Zimbabwe, whose mother goes to work in South Africa, who might acquire South African citizenship. And because of that, she'll then be told that she's no longer a Zimbabwean citizen, and maybe the father goes and works maybe in the UK. And you have a family with different citizenship statuses all together, and the uniting of those families gets more complicated again because of that rift that will have been brought about. And so indeed our social system, our social services system is really struggling to cope with this, because you do know that our government has a very difficult economic situation. We do not have sufficient money to meet all our needs. So even issues such as social welfare and social care and social workers in that area, it also even there were very few social workers in Zimbabwe, and they're not even able to reach all those places to deal with the issues, the very pressing needs of families that live apart. We've also then even started seeing increasing instances of child sexual abuse and molesting, because children are living in circumstances that where they are not protected enough. We find wives, sometimes women who are left by themselves who are also struggling to cope, and there's also violence that comes, also intention that comes from this. So it really is a problem.
Do you think this is as a result of the political situation, as you said earlier, or it can be other factors? And what can be done about this realistically?
I'm convinced that it's really the politics. It's a political situation. The reason why Zimbabweans have, why Zimbabwe has hemorrhaged its people is because of the politics. Zimbabweans have left. If we ask any Zimbabwean who has gone abroad, they'll tell us two reasons. One, they'll tell us, some of you will tell you straightforward that it's a political situation. They fled the country because of the political instability, because of persecution. And another group will tell you that they have left Zimbabwe to pursue economic opportunities. And those, it means that the economic opportunities are not available in Zimbabwe because of our politics. We are a politically, unstable country. We have, because of our political instability, our economic base has been destroyed, agriculture, industry, you name it. And also we are unable to attract sufficient foreign direct investment because of our political instability and our political, policy inconsistencies. We are not in a healthy state. So it is the politics directly or indirectly causing economic hardships and lack of economic development. We need to resolve this.